Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The two sets of friends immediately hit it off, and just after midnight, Hannah, David, and their friends decided to head out onto the strip. They walked past fruit stands and various bars before settling on the popular AC Beach Bar. David said he wanted some cigarettes, so headed out on his own. He made his way towards the main strip of bars and bought some cigarettes. CCTV tracks him heading back towards his room, alone. But David never made it back to his hotel room. And neither did Hannah. Red Rum is a podcast focusing on the true victims of crime. We have appeared in top true crime shows on Apple Podcasts in 12 countries. Each episode tells the story of a different case. Search Red Rum True Crime wherever you get your podcasts.
One Large Pizza, Extra Crime. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Annoyed hates hot quality pizza. He loves to make your hot pizza ice cold. Call Domino's Pizza and avoid the Noid. We keep the cold out and all this quality in. So when you want quality pizza hot and delicious, Domino's Pizza delivers. One call does it all.
On January 30th, 1989, Kenneth Lamar Noid, 22, walked into a Domino's pizzeria in Chamblee, Georgia, and he interpreted the Domino's ad featuring the Noid.
The Noid.
As a personal attack on him.
Oh my God.
And he was, in his mind, in an ongoing dispute with Domino's head, Tom Monahan, and Noid, Kenneth Noid, took two hostages and had a five-hour standoff with the police.
Oh my God!
So this episode is brought to us by Amy Duncan.
Amazing. Amy, what a gift.
And we mentioned that, hey, if you want to not only... People have pitched a lot of stuff, and we've definitely used some of it, and we have a running list, but... She also was like, I'll do the research on it. My least favorite thing, you enjoy.
I very much enjoy the research part of
this. So I really appreciate it. Of course, I went and watched some videos and got a little familiar, but I want to thank Amy for doing this and suggesting it. And I was, this is right in the 80s.
Ugh, I hope you were drinking a 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew as you were doing research for this, because that's what this warrants.
That's a
deep dive.
And... Got Domino's Pizza, you got the late 80s. Ugh. The Noid was, I remember the commercials, and it was short-lived, and we're going to find out some of the reasons why.
There's so many levels. So many things have to align for this episode to take place and live in the world, and I can't wait.
And we're going to do some shout-outs for Amy. She has some things she likes. She wants to mention some charitable things, so we're going to be mentioning them.
Okay, that'd be bad if they were, like, bad things.
No, they're good things.
Thank you, Amy.
So the Noid was the mascot for Domino's Pizza in the 80s. It appeared in animated commercials. It was made by Will Vinton Studios, who specialized in clay animation, stop motion.
Oh, it's coming back.
It's
to
in
me.
The world. California
it's
raisins.
Back to me.
Yeah.
Totally.
You know, he's got big ears, and he, you know, the Noid ruins pizza. You don't want your pizza cold or the cheese. You know, it's annoying, and the Noid does that.
The annoying Noid, he's the reverse Santa Claus of pizza consumption, and it's not fun. You do not want it.
And if you need a reminder, he was a small kind of a person with a red jumpsuit with a black N and a white circle with, like, long ears, but he still kind of looked like he was wearing a costume, kind of a strange cosplay.
It was only that area, that era of that, like, 80s and 90s, where you can be, like, weirdly anthropomorphic, but, like, not a human, but also a human, but, like, wear a jacket on top of it and also speak English.
I thought one of the California raisins was hot, so that was
one. Which one?
Greg?
Greg.
But it was in that world of, humanifying.
Yeah,
or
the human. It's like that uncanny valley, the concept of, like, you know, when a robot is, like, too human where it seems weird and or like not human enough where it's in this world, and that was where a lot of the stuff, it's like creepy claymation shit. Yeah.
So if you like creepy claymation that leads to some pretty dark stuff.
I do.
So if you're wondering, yes, it's we're in the month now.
we're in
October. Promise this will be dark and we'll have a lot of dark stuff.
Yeah. This is probably the least dark one, I can already tell. Unless
I would say it's probably one of the least dark ones.
Yeah.
And he would just be annoying. He, you know, if you smash the pizza, make it cold, ruin the delivery.
How dare you?
Just those things that, you know, pizza delivery still, like, food delivery now is so refined. I delivered pizza for years, so I kind of understood some of this. And there, you know, when it came to food delivery, what it was, pizza mostly?
Yeah.
Chinese food?
Pretty much, yeah. That's, I can't even imagine.
Maybe not. I mean, where I came from, it was just like, it was pretty much pizza or nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't really order anything else.
I can't even recall. Now the possibilities are endless, but back then, that's all. In fact, I don't even think we had much more beyond those things to begin with, delivery or not, where I grew up.
He was basically the physical manifestation of anything that can go wrong with your pizza, and doing this was his life's work. The voice of the Noid was actor Pons Marr, best known as the lead Wheeler in the movie Return to Oz.
I love Return to Oz, and I know that voice.
Crazed laughter and rambling made the character weird, and Domino's had their guaranteed 30 minutes or less delivery advertised to avoid the Noid.
Ugh, amazing. Also, did you ever get your, like, time it out to make sure? Because everyone wants that free pizza. You do not. The catch-22 is you may get a free pizza, but it will be later than you want to eat that pizza.
Yeah, and we're going to find that 30 minutes or less promise is problematic, as you could imagine.
Yeah.
So the Noid was hugely popular. Merchandise, comic books, toys. CBS was in the works creating a whole television show based on the Noid. It was canceled due to a backlash from groups claiming it was a ploy to advertise towards children.
What? TV advertising products to children?
Merchandising cartoons?
Whoa, what?
But I guess it is kind of interesting that it's a cartoon based on pizza.
I think that's fucking cool. I would watch something. I mean, California Raisins was that too. Wasn't that also a show?
Yeah, but raisins are
wholesome. Good. This is an annoying, weird dog man who's got the voice of Return to Oz and is trying to spoil your pizza experience. Okay.
There were two video games, a PC game called Avoid the Noid.
Oh, my God.
And then now cult classic Nintendo game, which I've never heard of. Yo, Noid. So it has a little bit of, like, flavor right there.
I love everything about this, and we're not even to the end yet.
And just like most of our episodes, the good times did not last.
No, it wasn't just all Noid all the time, that Noid skipping the line at the VIP, you know, room. I'm a clubber. Noid just shelling out cash, the women, the drugs, the sex. The Noid had it all until now.
And in 1989, just a, really a cut. It was really, you know, 86 to 89, going strong. Very unfortunate. Kenneth Lamar Noid was a 22-year-old man who suffered from schizophrenia and believed the Noid character was created as a personal insult to him by Domino's head Tom Moynihan, who was telling people to avoid the Noid. And, you know, listen, it's obvious that it is unfortunate, but
it is.
But he has such a specific last name, it's and this so character specific. Is so specific because you really kind of have to explain, like, oh, you know, avoid the Noid. It doesn't make sense right away. So I really understand.
Yeah, like if you were Kenneth Noid's friend sitting next to him in a recliner in 86 and you saw that commercial, of course you'd make fun of him. His name is Noid. That thing is the Noid. It is just really unfortunate. And I was laughing, but like, it's just really unfortunate. This guy has some issues that have come out because of this insane coincidence, but it is so funny that he has a personal vendetta against the CEO of Domino's.
And he had believed that Monahan had been coming into his apartment to, quote, look around.
What?
Yeah, this is...
So, that is very creepy, though. Still, if you're going to come into my apartment, here's something you guys should know, everyone listening... Don't just look around. You better take something and leave.
Yeah.
Do not linger doing nothing.
Because that is, you're probably pretty self-conscious. Like, you came in just to see what's up. And like,
look around?
And, because then you wonder, like, did you not like it?
Yeah. Why didn't you take some shit?
Yeah.
You didn't think it was good enough to take? Or were you not there in the market for some shit, but you're making me think you want some shit?
So you're like, shopping? Like, window shopping?
Please leave my home.
Yeah. It's like window shopping for a burglar.
It's not good.
You know, so I like to think that if not for the unfortunate connection with the last names, mm-hmm. nothing may happen. But it seems like Kenneth, you know, had issues that may have manifested in one way or another.
This is a perfect unfortunate storm.
So on January 30th, 1989, Kenneth Noid entered a Domino's in Chamblee, Georgia, with a .357 Magnum and held two employees hostage for over 5 hours. He ordered the staff to call Domino's headquarters in Ann Arbor, Michigan, to tell them his demands were $100,000 and a white limousine. I knew it. There's no way you were going to let that go.
Oh my God. So help me if you give me a black limousine. If you drive that $100,000 from Michigan here to Georgia in a black limousine, these people will die.
I mean, even a white town car? No,
dude,
thank you.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, thank you.
I am not fucking around.
He did not, because he fired a warning shot into the floor to show that he was serious.
Oh, you don't hear a lot of warning shots in the floor.
He usually is up in the... Pew, pew.
Yeah.
Probably better at the floor because the ceiling things fall
but
down.
But it might ricochet, so it's less of a warning shot. I don't know.
Thank you for the forensic trajectories.
Blood spatters, right?
Yep.
Kyle, grazing.
When police arrived, Kenneth made a compromise. He would exchange one hostage.
Oh, he's going to, just so you know, this Kenneth Noid is here to compromise.
I want to think about how much money I could give you to not comment on what I say next. I don't think there's enough. I don't think you would just lose the money.
I'm glad.
Try. I want you to try. When police arrived, Kenneth made a compromise. He would exchange one hostage for a copy of the science fiction novel, The Widow's Son.
Cannot stop the podcast. Stop the podcast.
People are already stopping it. It's like, around the world, people are stopping the podcast.
No, I'm good. I'm here.
Keep in mind, Rebecca has just worked like a 14-hour day. And she kept pushing the time we were supposed to do this. So she had worked a full day. She just had a birthday.
I'm here to make art now.
And we just had a bunch of ice cream cake.
We did. We ate our weight in ice cream cake and nuggets.
Yes. So you have to excuse
Rebecca. We're in the best place possible.
You know, she's a year older, not a year wiser.
Hotter, though.
Yeah, well, that doesn't translate here, though. Maybe it does.
Send me a white limousine right now.
And what is The Widow's Son about? It is an all-powerful super elite who control the world. He changed his mind about the trade after police agreed to grant his request, so he kind of reneged on it.
They're just like, he wants a book? Okay.
We have a ways to go, so I think now's a good time for a little break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
We're back.
Okay,
hello.
I've collected myself. I feel good-ish.
How do you feel?
More importantly, how do you feel?
How's everything going? Rebecca's had a week. I've had a week.
We've all had weeks here. Let's put our weeks together into a string of weeks and get to the end of this year.
And we hope everyone is doing well. This is our check-in.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned real quick, I wanted to mention Amy Duncan, who put together the notes for this and introduced us to this subject. Sooty Sanctuary Animal Rescue is a small nonprofit from 2018 run by volunteers in Pensacola, Florida.
Amazing.
They work permanent homes for older and special needs pets and usually find it a lot tougher to find, you know, traditional shelters because everyone wants a little kid, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, no, this is an incredible cause.
So you can follow on Facebook and Instagram, Sooty Sanctuary, SootySanctuary, and you can go to sootiesanctuary.org.
Perfect.
And if you need that information again, just message us and we'll get that to you. And we want to thank Amy for that. And it's a very good cause, as you know, we both have senior cats.
Yeah, super. Like, what is it when the cat is so senior that they are reborn?
My cat acts like a teenager. That's his brand. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
he's so
moody.
He's very withholding when he feels like it, you know, wants food and then just sits around and watches TV.
Oh, wow.
And
never
watches
homework.
90 Day Fiancé.
He does not ask to take the car.
He doesn't put gas back in it.
Wow, that's so rude.
He shouldn't even be driving because he's a cat, but who am I to say otherwise?
Last of your worries here. Yeah, my cat is very old, but she's hanging in there. She just walks very slowly in front of humans' path.
We want to say hello to the powers that be, the political arm of Ghost Town, our mayors.
Hello, mayors.
Jeanette Link, Brandon Gaddis, Ben Forsyth, Ashley Mattson, and our governor.
Governor?
Chris Witt.
Chris Witt, you hero. You are a hero.
Thank you to everyone who is a patron. It really helps. It is patreon.com/ghosttownpod. By the time you hear this, a new bonus episode will be up.
Ooh.
I got a good one for you. Rebecca doesn't even know what it is yet.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, everyone.
You probably know this one because it's Halloween and I'm going hard.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm going hard.
This is our bread and butter month.
I also have a new YouTube video up at youtube.com/JasonHorton. It is the movie Halloween, the original, and I visited a bunch of the filming locations.
Amazing.
So if you're into a refresher on the movie Halloween and you want to see some filming locations that I visited.
I don't know. If you listen to this podcast, I think you might be into that.
You can find it in the description. And also, if you want to listen to another episode about Halloween, we have the Halloween Murders episode, and then we have an episode on Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
That's right.
And a bunch of stuff going
on. A great one. Yeah, we have some companion pieces to classic Halloween films.
The book is out, and people are starting to get copies, finally, as of a couple of days ago. The first run, they sold out of. It is now, hopefully available. If you can find it at a local bookstore, that'd be great. But Amazon and Barnes & Noble are probably the fastest. I think actually Barnes & Noble is the fastest. And if you would like to purchase one from us and he'd like us to sign it.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, you know, we would I'm happy to sell a copy for at cost because I'm not like – it's not like a money-making thing. Mm-hmm. And if I do, it'll be from Amazon or Walmart. But I've we've been, you know, giving away copies to, you know, for libraries and bookstores and such. So thank you to anyone who has ordered the book. You've really freaked the publisher out.
Yeah,
they could not keep up.
It's a sign of you got to keep your publisher on their toes by people wanting the product that they sell. Yeah. So thank you, everybody. Really great. Yeah, it's fun to sign something that I did such a little. It's fun to sign your book.
Yeah, but you don't realize Rebecca has done a lot for the book that she doesn't get credit for, which is my jam. That's what I do. I'm really good at getting people to do stuff and not giving them credit. But I probably sent every paragraph I wrote to Rebecca to look at it twice to, like, make sure that it would, you know, was spelled correctly. And Rebecca wrote the foreword in it. She's got some pics in
A couple pics in there.
And we're working on – we're going to be pitching, like, another book. We're doing another book.
Some delicious things in the works.
And our TikTok just hit 100,000 followers.
That is very exciting.
And there's a lot of Black Dahlia stuff on there. I have a future YouTube episode on the Black Dahlia. Filmed a lot of footage. And hopefully, Rebecca, this is your jam. So hopefully we're going to get an episode in on the Black Dahlia soon. And so if you want to check out, that's TikTok at Ghost Town Pod. Like, you can find pretty much everything else.
Yeah. We also have some fun events coming up. We have, again, I don't want to say exactly, there's a couple things to promote. Jason's book, which we're really excited about. There's Book Soup on the 28th. There's Skylight Books on Wednesday. And all these things, we will put information online for sure. But we also are hosting a storytelling show with the Echo Park Neighborhood Council, which is something I volunteer for. So if you want to see us, see our faces as we do this, which you may not want that, and I agree and support it. But come and hear some different things. And yeah, we'll put all those events up.
I also was on an episode of the podcast Mondo Neon, which was really interesting. This guy Max is a really cool dude. He knows neon. Like,
whoa, cool.
He's like neon expert. Damn. And so we talked a lot about neon and the book. So I encourage you to check out an episode of Mondo Neon. I was going to say, hopefully you won't be laughing at this, but I don't know if this is going to be.
I'm not laughing again at all for the rest of the podcast. I will make you a promise.
Kenneth Noy decided he was hungry and made the two staff cook two large pizzas with everything on them.
I couldn't. Don't make me do that. Don't make me not laugh at that.
While he was eating, he finally let his guard down and the employees escaped after being held for 6 hours.
Two warning shots back on the more on the ground-ish area.
And Noyd finally surrendered to police. He was charged with kidnapping, aggravated assault, extortion, possession of a firearm during a crime. He wasn't found guilty at his official court hearing on February 17th due to, obviously, insanity. No one was hurt.
That's great.
So that's why I allowed for the...
I am running on very little sleep. Yeah. I do think that there is some interesting, you know, like, coincidental things at play. Glad no one was hurt. I would feel very bad if people were hurt. I'll say that. But I'll also say no one found him guilty of having Good Taste in Sci-Fi or limousines.
The white limousine really got you.
It really did. That's also, if I were ever holding anyone at gunpoint at a pizza place, that would be the first thing. I'd be like, all right, I get it. He like called like, you know, Domino's headquarters. But then, okay, second thing. The second thing I would do, be like, all right, call Domino's headquarters. Great, you're on that. Great. You make me two piping hot large pizzas.
Yes.
I need my strength.
He's like, and I'll have three toppings.
Oh, and I want them all on all the pizza. Don't make me split it up. Don't make me choose between sides of pizza.
So that's really all he got out of it was, I don't know how many pieces he got deep, but he maybe got almost a full pie. I mean, I can eat a full Domino's pizza.
I mean, that's not that hard. They're not that big.
Yeah. I can do it with my eyes closed, which is weird. Well, huh?
Just feeding you on some kind of Domino's conveyor belt.
You know, it was seemed to be at odds with Domino's, but he wasn't protesting it.
No.
He was more than happy to eat the pizza. So it wasn't necessarily the pizza itself. It was Tom Moynihan.
I would even say he's a fan of, it's almost like Pizza Hut seduced him into doing this. Like, he was a fan, and that's why it hurt so bad.
Police Chief Reed Miller, commenting on Noid's past criminal record for the press, either in a straightforward comment, an inappropriate joke, said, "He's paranoid."
Aww.
It's like, dude, come on.
I should have made that earlier.
Yeah, but it's okay for you to do it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not
after
a law
the
enforcement
fact,
officer.
You're not a law enforcement person. That's your job to be, you know, objective and deliver information. And probably in 1989, I guarantee you the priority of mental health
was
very, very low, at least from my memory of 1989. You know, even now you talk to people and, you know, it's just you get shamed for talking about.
Like therapy?
You know, pull up your bootstraps and stuff. So I kind of, you know, I definitely feel for him, but that was, you know, 1989. Mm-hmm. That's what you got.
Yeah.
And the media kind of ran with it. Obviously, it was just, I mean, it's basically like a slam dunk, unfortunately.
Yeah, but that's the problem and like part of why it's so strange.
Even our own LA Times wrote, "Pizza workers can't avoid Noid. Held hostage 5 hours. With the possible intent of the police chief's comment and the reports, it can be argued they made Kenneth Noid's delusions a reality to some degree." Because, you know, you're paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
You actively are feeling like things are against you when there's some kind of campaign.
Yeah.
And then you have things in the news. You can't blame him for
no.
Now it's not really.
Think if the world thinks you're a joke, you go walk around the world. You're paranoid, you think you're always being made fun of, then you turn on the television to a commercial with a character that is unappealing, who sabotages people, who has your last name and everyone hates. It makes total sense to me.
And unfortunately, Kenneth Lamar Noid committed suicide in 1995, so it's tough. But, you know, if from what I'm at least gathering from this and even what I saw in addition to this, it didn't really seem like there was any other similar issues between 1989 and 1995. So
it wasn't this specific issue that it was accumulation.
And there was no other instances of taking people hostage or anything violent or aggressive. But really, that wasn't necessarily the nail in the coffin of the Noid. A year later,
the commercial still ran after this.
Yeah, I there was negative publicity. This is
the 80s.
I find is actually worse. And looking back, when we talk about 30 minutes or less, which is a very popular thing, 30 minutes or less, they don't really do that anymore.
No,
but there was a lot of negative publicity surrounding the hostage situation and Domino's 30 minutes or less guarantee. Because there was a reckless driving and vehicular manslaughter.
Oh my God, I remember that.
And that was, you know, the pressure. And me being somebody who used to deliver pizza, and I'm sure, you know, that's, you know, people delivering food all the time. And you know, yes, more sophisticated now with the GPS and
the
iPhones.
Pizza tracker
and all of that. But there's still in fact, I remember when I'm a pretty modest driver. I don't really drive fast, but I remember when I would deliver pizza, I'd be in PDM mode. My friend would say pizza delivery mode.
Whoa,
and
bad
I would drive
boy, bad
like,
boy
alert. And why?
Why?
It's so stupid. It's not worth it. You're putting yourself in danger and other people in danger just to make sure, because I'm sure it's like, hey, you know, you deliver the pizza in 31 minutes. We had to give him a free one. Mm-hmm. It's really and you can't.
Also, like, what is the cost of another free one versus someone's life? Like, oh my God. Like, it's the least important thing to have in 30 minutes or less. If you're really going to get out there and speed, is it going to be for a pizza that maybe costs a corporation $2 to make tops? Plus maybe a second on that if it's too long? It's insane.
And the Noid did come back intermittently. I remember seeing it on Family Guy, an episode. I was like, oh, yeah, the Noid. You know, they,
oh, my God.
A lot of referential humor. But they came back various times in short term.
Mm-hmm.
Just the culture of, I think, food delivery and pizza delivery has changed. And I think you only find a lot of that 30 minutes or less and the like in culturally, like in a movie or TV yeah. show or a reference or...
Yeah, we're kind of out of the woods of strange marketing ploys like that. Like, we don't need that. I mean, again, the pizza tracker, I think, is the closest thing we have to that. Or, like, making fun of the pizza tracker. Or, like, the theme, romance novel theme of the pizza tracker. But we don't have... I mean, imagine a marketing team in a major corporation being like, here's what we want to promote. We're going to have this character who is really unappealing, who fucks with pizza.
Yeah.
Be our mascot? It's insane.
I mean, Halloween's coming up. That would be a really great Halloween costume.
Ooh, that's right.
Maybe I'll do it for my OnlyFans. I don't know. Ooh.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience. And they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.